Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening. Zeh hayoy masah Hashem. We're very privileged to have tonight a very special guest speaker. We've got Hagon Reb David Tzvi Mamerstein Shlita. Besides being a very exceptional Talmid Chacham, it's not for me to be made, but it's a fact. And besides being a very exceptional Talmid Chacham, he's also a sofer mumcha, an expert sofer. So if you want to know somebody who's multi-talented, just look. He has given us some of his very, very precious time, and he really is precious time, to show us some of the demonstration of the halachas that we learned in Siman Lamed Beis. So first of all, thank you very, very much, Rav Mamerstein, for coming and giving us some time.
I'm sorry, this is... I think I'm up to date, but I'm not sure if you're sure is. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to discuss some of the most difficult halachas in Siman Lamed Beis. I'm sure you're aware, Stomer Rav Emanuel told you, that Mishnah Berurah writes in his Hakdama that Siman Lamed Beis is one of the hardest simonim. So it's something which you have to, chew over a couple of times. The way I'd like to do it is have a look at the Gemara, and then I've brought a little piece of parchment with a few shilas on. I'm going to pass it around, and when we discuss them, and then we can do a bit of hands-on. But let's try and see the sugya, and I think this will help. For when you come up to Siman, in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis, Seif Tez Zayin. The Gemara in Menachos says as follows. It's Choftes, sorry. It's Choftes in the Beis. Gemara says a story. Agra Chamua de Rebaba, this is on the top of the Amud. Ifsikale kara de hay. The leg of the hay snapped. The ha'om. The word ha'om, it snapped. Benikva with a hole. Asa the kame de Rebaba, he came in front of Rebaba, Amalei, imishtaya bo kashir ois ktana ksheru. Imla psula. If it's left kashir, if there's still a shir, of an ois ketana, it's kshir. That's not going to be the focus, so I'm not going to elaborate on that. The next case is Romi bar Tamra. Interesting name. The have a chamur de Romi bar Dikula. He was Romi, the son of Date, Tamri. And his the son, and he, the have a chamur, he was the father-in-law of Romi bar Dikula. Romi bar Dekel. Ifsikale karadavov, the... leg of the Vav had a hole in. So I'm going to pass this around later. I've drawn a little picture of a little ois of a Vav. I'm sorry, it's very small, but you'll see it. Couldn't spare that amount of cloth. It's very expensive. And there's a hole in it. If you hold it, see very vaguely, there's a little hole in it. And that's the case of the Gemara. The V'yahorig, of the word V'yahorig, benikfa, with a hole. Also the Kamei de Reb Zeira, he came in front of Reb Zeira. So how did Reb Zeira paskin? Amalei zil aisi yenuka deloi chakim veloi tipish. Bring someone, a little child who's not so clever, I'm sure here you can't find any. Very good, good to Talmidim. And who's not clever and not stupid. It means he can't really know what the context of the information is in order to understand that this is obviously a Vav. It's something, since it snapped, since the Vav has snapped, it could look like a Yud. And we're asking the child to decipher this letter, to work out, is it a Vav or is it a Yud? So what did he say? If he reads it correctly, Vayahorig, then we know that it's got enough of a shear that it's a Vav, then it's kosher. Eloi Yehoregu Upasol. It's a Yud. If he doesn't read it, fancy yud. And this is sometimes happens in shuls. You'll see the Rav is looking over the bima. They bring over a cotton. Get the cotton to read it. He thinks it's a test. But we're just checking out if it looks like a Vav or a Yud. It's snapped. Not sure if it's long enough to be considered a Vav. Or it's short. It's a Yud and it's possible. That's the din in the Gemara. Right? Now there's a question which the Beis Yosef asks. And this question has two terutzim which has many differences lahalacha. Question is, have you heard of Mukav Gvil? Mukav Gvil, not sure you've learnt it yet. Mukav Gvil means it's got to be surrounded by parchment. The letter has got to be surrounded by parchment. So ask the Beis Yosef, surely it's got to be Mukav Gvil. If you've got a hole in the middle of your Vav, this is, I should draw a big Vav just to... Anyone got a pen? A working one? Okay. See, here we've got a Vav. Yeah? It's got a hole in. So if imagine that has a hole, yeah? This is not full of ink, but it's got a hole. You can see straight through it. Imagine, yeah? So, is that Mukav Gvil? Is it surrounded by parchment? Yes, on three sides. But where the hole is, it's not surrounded by parchment. It's empty. Is it surrounded by parchment? There's a halach, it's got to be surrounded by parchment. It's not surrounded by parchment. Just at that place, it's not surrounded by parchment. So, how could the Gemara say, well, you get a little child... If he reads it, it's okay. If not, it's not. Even if he reads it as a Vav, even if it's long enough, well, in this particular case, it looks like it's long enough. I would say this probably would be kosher. You get a child, you cover up this part, you've got to cover up the part, because otherwise he obviously reads it as a Vav. So you cover it up. I'd probably guess that this would be pass with a child. Yeah? It's long enough to be... But anyway, you get the child, it's a Suffolk, you get the child, and he reads it as a Vav, it's okay. If not, it's not okay. Ask the Beis Yosef, surely it should be possible because it's not Mukav Gvil. It's not surrounded by parchment. It's got to be surrounded by parchment.
When it's only Lichoyla, if the hole goes through the entire ois, if the hole is just within... If the hole is within and the...
Yes, correct, yeah. It's got to go through the entire ois, that it's right through. There's the whole bottom of the leg is cut off by the hole.
Well, no, it doesn't. Because if this is part of the bottom of the valve, then the bottom also has to be mukav.
Yeah, I'm saying, if the whole bottom of the valve, correct, if the whole bottom of the valve, then that's where the shaila of the Beis Yosef is. It's a problem of Mukav Gvil. Why is there no problem of Mukav Gvil? And he answers two answers. Yeah? You clear? No?
Why does it have to be the whole bottom of the Vav? The entire Vav has to be Mukav Gvil.
No, because there's Ein Shir, the Ovea Oasis. There's no thickness to the Ovea Oasis. So you'll say, you're right. That part is not Mukav, but there's still a thinner part, which is very good. Okay. So he gives two turuts in which has many nafgaminas halacha. Before we go on, I'll tell you something very interesting which happened to me in Budapest. Let's have a look quickly at Tosfos. Let's have a look at Tosfos, the little Tosfos here, because he goes on. Meister Hoyot, firstly, Dan Lichtenstein, I went with him to the Beis HaShechita last week to see the Melicha, to see the Shechita and Melicha, that's where we're up to. He told me something very interesting. I asked him, what goes on in Vezdin? What's the shailas that you get? I want to hear some shailas. So he said, in Hilchos Gittin, most of the shailas are Safra shailas. Negias. Shailas are negias. So if you know Siman Lamed Beis well, you can become a Dayan. Quick Dayanus. Quick route to Dayanus. Just learn Siman Lamed Beis, because that's most of the Shailas. He says occasionally there's a Shaila in the name, but most of the Shailas in the Bezdin Hilchas Gittin, which are a lot of the Shailas altogether, most of them, unfortunately, it's Gittin. He says the majority of the Gittin Shailas are Safras Shailas. Why? Because you need to write a get with Hilchas Stam. It's got to be written, it doesn't have to be written on klaf, but it's got written with ink, and I think they do it with a feather, I can't remember. It's got to be written by ink, and therefore Sefer writes it, and they have Sirtut, they have the lines. Yeah? See very carefully, if you look carefully on the thing, you'll see the lines, which they make with this. They take an awl and a ruler. It's very interesting, in the shop in Eretz Yisrael called Klaf Back, they've got huge stender, massive stender, big piece of klaf on it, and it's got a machine which basically the ruler goes across, and you type in how much gap you want in between each line. You want to make lines, so you type into the machine, let's say you want 1 centimeter gap in between them, you type it in, and it moves down slowly 1 centimeter. So then you quickly take the thing, you've got to make it by yad, you've got to do it yourself, you can't let the machine do it. So the ruler is across the klaf, lies across the klaf, electric ruler, connected by two sides of the machine. It moves down, move down, next one. Very interesting. Anyway, so what was I saying? About the get. It's got to be made, that you've got to have sirtut, you've got to have a lot of halacha. So what do? They get seferim throughout Gittin, because they know how to use the feather. So I was in Budapest, there's not so many seferim, and I was called to sign the get. I didn't write the get, I called to sign the get. And one of the other aide, wasn't me, when after the sefer spent 2 hours writing the get, the other aide came to sign his name. He was older than me. He signed first. And he wrote his name. It was Yitzchok Halevi. Now, as he's writing Yitzchok Halevi, the hey and the lamed touch. So what's the din if the hey and the lamed touch? No good. It's not mukav gvil. Everything has got to be touching. It's got to be, not touching, separate. Each ois has got to be surrounded by klaf. If it's touching, it's not surrounded by klaf. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what they did in a minute. Before we do that, we're going to see the thing. We're going to see the Beis Yosef's teretz. Beis Yosef's teretz is, he's got 2 terutzim. One teretz is that the whole problem of mukav gvil is only when it touches, 2 oisiyas a touch. Each ois doesn't have to be surrounded by parchment. It doesn't got to be. It's not going to be surrounded by parchment. It's just not allowed to be touching another ois. Big chiddush. With me? There's no din that each it's got to be a nice, clean, surrounded by thing. It's just got to be not touching another ois. If it's touched another ois, no good. That's the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. Oh, we're going to go into that. Yeah, very good, very good. That's one of the nafka minutes. The second teretz of the Beis Yosef, there's another teretz of the Beis Yosef. 1 second, so have we understood how it answers the kasha? Kasha is, you've got this vav, you get your tinnok, you get your child to read it, and let's say he does read it, it's a vav. He says it's a vav. The problem is, it's got another problem of muk of grill. It's not surrounded by parchment. The answer is no, mistake. It doesn't need to be surrounded by parchment. It's just got to be not touching another ois. And this is not touching another ois. It's fine. That's the first teretz. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come to the get in a minute. The second teretz, I'll leave you waiting. The second teretz of the Beis Yosef. What's the second teretz of the Beis Yosef? That the whole psul, really, you're right, like you understood in the beginning. Muk of Gvil means it's got to be surrounded by parchment. It's got to be a nice, clean ois without any anything else around it. It's got to be surrounded by parchment. However, if it was not surrounded, when you wrote, when you started writing, then it's a problem. But if at the time you wrote, it was okay, then we say it's okay. Again, the whole psul of Mukav Gvil is only Bashas Ksiva. If it's written okay, then we don't care. It doesn't matter. As long as it's written okay, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. And therefore, in the case of Yavav, if it was written as a good Vav, and then it got a hole, then it's okay. So there's two, yeah, it's complicated. Two terutzim. Either there's no psul of Mukav Gvil at all. There's no psul of Mukav Gvil only when it touches another ois. Or the whole psul of Mukav Gvil is Bashas Ksiva. Those are the two terutzim. Yeah? So let's go back to our story in Budapest. And we're signing off the get. And the guy touches the ois. Is that a problem? But it was touching, the two letters were actually touching. Two letters were actually touching. It's no good according to the first teretz. No good according to the second teretz either.
Is there a kisidul magil?
No problem of, I mean, you could always rub out.
So can you rub
the... There's no problem of kisidul, I don't think.
So you can detach the lump and the pole.
No, if you, it depends how connected it was. If it's very connected, there's another problem called chok tochus. If you scrape it out and therefore makes it a second ois, then you're not creating the ois through writing. You're creating it through detaching. Right? So that's another chesaron. There's many different details. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to pass around the thing, and you tell me if you've got an idea for this guy. On the right, you see the hay in the lamed of Halevi. That hay in the lamed, it's not so heavily connected, but it should be. Pass around these mezuzahs. There's one mezuzah over here. My first mezuzah. Don't look at the back. Try and guess why it's posel. All these mezuzahs are posel. You have to guess why. Find the psul. All of them posel. Some of them are easier to guess, and some of them are not. I'm good at writing possums.
I think good to make the research before saying Shem Hashem.
Can you start the listening?
Yeah, that one's still kosher. Don't ruin it. Still, it needs a bit of. It's not so nice because I had to scratch out.
Every A that I get has to be a safer.
Yeah. Not mitzad halacha, just practically because of these kind of problems. You have to know how to use
it.
Yeah, you can also have a look at, while you're at it, you can have a look at, pass around the...
This is still kosher, so make sure not to...
You're entrusted with the good one.
We'll have a look and we'll discuss it. I'm sure
it's just a lamed there.
Yeah, that's because I'm in the middle, but there's something before the lamed which makes it possible. Have a look very carefully. You should be able to spot it. Yeah. Very good. Excellent.
Working order.
Yeah. It's sort of. You can have it afterwards. You can have a try. I'll let you have a bash.
Yeah. Can you scratch your back?
Oh, here. This
is the
psalm says,
That's fine. There's another psalm. In the Yud Kei Vov Kei is connected. Yeah. Yeah. And you can see the Shem Hashem is connected.
But it says also there's another here that ends, supposed to be split as a whole. Isn't there in the middle that's supposed to
be? No, that one's not a good one. I can see you know a bit about that.
It's another psalm. It's supposed to
be. No, that one's not such a good one. It's not a halachic issue. But it's not meant to be, right? You know how you make the split, by the way? Yeah. On the feather, some of you got the feathers. They usually come with all the fluffy stuff. You take this one's not made, yeah? You take it. You take an awl. First, you cut it off with. I've got a knife, special, because you might recognize it. Mark, scalpel. There's two of them, two different blades. You cut off the end. Like this. I'm not going to make it because it takes a long time. And then once you've chopped it out, you take the awl, and inside they've got a lot of, I'm not sure what it is, but it's part of the feather. You scrape it out, and this is where the ink goes. Then you take this instrument, because you've got to make a crack. So you take this instrument, and it's got a blade inside.
What is this officially? I mean,
this is especially for the design association.
Really?
Yeah, put it in, and you make a little cut, and depending on how big the cut is, how quickly it lets out the ink. So you've got to make it the right size that it should let out just the right amount of ink. Because if you make a lot of ink, if you let a lot of ink out, it comes all messy. If you make too small a crack, it doesn't let out enough ink. And you can't write either. It also depends on your climate. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it might be thicker because it dries out the liquid. There's lots of different things the Sefrim have to make it. The ink has to be kosher ink. You buy it with, it's got a heksher. If you want to look at the ink. I think it's around the feather, yes. You picked it up from the thing, but I don't think there's no halakos in the feather. You see, here's ink with a heksher. You see? Ink with a heksher. Don't check out my heksher, it's okay. Yeah. What was this one? What was the pump? Missed out a line. Yeah, missed out a line. It's very easy to do. And you're just writing. Especially if you don't do it the whole time. You can't just miss out a line if you're writing in one flow. If you do a line a day, and you're copying out for something, you can't remember exactly which line it is. You've got to be very careful with Hilchistan. What was the problem with this one? Maybe this one's still kosher.
Kosher?
Okay, who's got the little hay and the lamed? Okay, I'm going to show you what they did. Now in okay. Yeah.
These are different crowns.
That is an expert. Come here, Ellie. show us what to do.
Are you able to do the crowns?
Okay. Where is it made from? I don't know. I wasn't involved in that part. So basically, has anyone got any eights before I show you?
Yeah.
No, you can't rub them out. Yeah. I don't think on the get you don't rub out, because then people say that they rubbed out part of it and it's not kosher.
Are you able to write the name again? Just rewrite the name.
No, you can't put any. There's no mechikas on the get. We don't do mechita. So look what they did. They did like this. We had a very kosher dayan from Eretz Yisrael, which they brought in, especially a mumchen hilchos kitten. Excellent. Yeah, that's what they did. Just did like this.
Oh, wow. I see.
it's a problem when we're talking about Megillah. We said it's a problem. There's a shiner. There's a shiner by the.
Very nice. You have to do a bit of colouring as well here.
Painted by numbers.
I think. There's no size to the letters. It can be however big, it might not be nice. And they just did a little. They did a little lemon next to it.
Just empty it again.
I shouldn't.
There's no
Hebrew
letters concept of signatures.
This was the signature. You write your name. This guy Yitzchok Halevi Ben, whatever.
But he writes his own name in using as a sofa.
As a sofa, yeah.
So whenever you write a name on a get, you write it with
Yeah. That's why they take as opposed to a ksuba, when they just sign.
You just write with a normal pen. So you have to have a sofa as a need on a get.
You don't need it mitzad halacha, but you need someone who knows how to write, because otherwise.
Just colour it in.
Yeah. See, this is what they did. You can have a look at it. Okay. I'll show you some. So basically, back to the two things, and I'll show you some more. I'll show you how they scrape out and get on the, and anything. Just the two turutzim of the Beis Yosef. Back to the two turutzim of the Beis Yosef. There's a couple of nafkaminas ledina. Yeah. What are the two terutzim of the Beis Yosef? One terutz is that the whole psul of muk of gvil is only if they're touching. Second terutz is it only is b'shas ksiva. The whole psul of muk of gvil is only b'shas ksiva. So what happens if you have a case where they're not touching and it was written okay, it was written b'shas ksiva, it was okay, it only had a it only became not muk of gvil afterwards.
Ask your children.
No, asking your children is a different thing. So then it would depend according to the different turutzim. One of the nafkaminas is could be a very common shaila, is this word. You see ha'aretz. I've written ha'aretz. It's the last words in mezuzah, al ha'aretz. Now that can happen if you've got a short, not such a big piece of cloth. Then the letter of Ha'aretz, the final tzadi, can go all the way to the end. So is that muk of gvil? Is it surrounded by parchment? Well, the end of it isn't. Now, it depends on the two turutzim. If you say that the whole psul of muk of gvil is only when it touches a different ois, it's okay. If you say that the psul of muk of gvil has got to be surrounded by parchment, then it's not okay. So what can you do? Here you can just...
Can you stretch the parchment?
Well, it stretches
from
with the black.
No, from underneath. To pull.
Pull it. I don't know if it's shaykh to do it. So basically, we're choshish for both terutzim. Halacha, we're choshish for both terutzim. If you see in halacha, I'll just tell you something interesting. Oh, we've got a few more minutes. That's when we finished.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, so I'll just show you some basic. I once was being attacked in a Sefer Torah in Budapest, and this is the way they do it. They take a razor blade, and they basically go like this. You see a nice aleph?
You pulling up parchment also? Pulling
yeah.
up some of the cloth?
Yeah, a little bit. Your dog doesn't like that? No? It's Everyone's got different methods. Sometimes they have like a fan with a stone at the end. And it whizzes round and they touch it on and it shaves off a bit. So basically a shaver. You shave the cloth. And then you've got ways of making it look nice afterwards. So that looks a bit messy, yeah? You get there's all chalks and then you sand it down, you've got sandpaper. Lots of different sizes of sandpaper. It's got thicker, feel it, it's very thick, that's one. It's got different numbers at the back. 400, not so rough. You sand it down. And that's how you, afterwards, once you've taken that off the thing. Yeah. It's quite a, yeah, there we go. Don't use the whole thing, just use the tip of it, yeah? So basically, I was busy, there's an old, really old Sefer Torah, so I was busy shaving, and as I was shaving, I was trying to get off even the imprint. It was an aleph, it was meant to be an ayin, or ayin is meant to be an aleph, I can't remember which way. And it left still a mark, because it had been sitting there for years and years like that. It's a very old Sefer Torah. So I was really going at it, and I met the table. I made the hole in the cloth. It's Erev Shabbos, they want the Sefer Torah, they're coming back in a few hours. What do I do? I pull out all my svarim on the table with the Sefer Torah, they pile up. I don't know what to do. I'm a mechuv to tell them. Baruch Hashem, it wasn't that bad, because it just missed the there was still heck of gvil, there was still a little slither of klaf around the ois. So it didn't pass it, but it wasn't nice. The question is, I'm a mechuv to tell. I had to look it up in Sfarim. I wasn't charging. I was doing it as a chesed for these people. They brought it around to my house. So sure. The halacha is if you're not charging, then you're not mukhaif to... Even a mumcha. But if he's doing it as a favor, if he's doing it as his mumchias, as a business, then you're mukhaif to pay for it. If not, thing. Anyway, it didn't pass it. It just wasn't so nice. The mice, they didn't bring me back any more Sefer Torah. Okay, that's that.
We'd very much like to thank Rav Mamerstein for coming in and showing us some life. Thank you very much, much appreciated. Teras Chaim, thank you very, very much.